Lawmakers in Massachusetts are weighing a bill to regulate and tax daily fantasy sports operators. The legislation would impose a 15% tax on the gross revenue of companies that offer online contests where players assemble teams of real-life athletes and compete for cash prizes. There would be a one-time registration fee of up to $100,000 for companies seeking to do business in Massachusetts. The industry would be put under the jurisdiction of the Massachusetts Gaming Commission, which currently oversees casinos and horse racing in the state. The bill is sponsored by Democratic State Senator Eileen Donohue of Lowell and is based on the recommendations of the Massachusetts Special Commission on Online Gaming, which Donohue co-chaired. At a public hearing on the bill at the State House Wednesday, Donohue said she is looking to support a homegrown industry. Massachusetts-based DraftKings issued a statement saying the legislation would provide critical legal certainty for the industry. The legislature in 2016 allowed Massachusetts residents to participate in paid daily fantasy sports contests under regulations issued by Attorney General Maura Healey. The temporary authorization will expire on July 31st. Fantasy sports operators have long pushed back on claims that customers are gambling, arguing instead that it's a game of skill. Gaming Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby believes fantasy sports fits the definition of gambling.
My personal opinion is that in Massachusetts, skill versus chance has nothing to do with, if everybody would agree that darts is a game of skill. In Massachusetts, if you bet on darts, that's illegal. And for my money, I don't see the difference between betting on throwing darts and betting on rolling dice. They're all the same, as far as I can see.
The bill would not sanction online poker and other casino games. The special commission recommended holding off on that in order to weigh the economic impact on the two resort casinos currently under construction in the state. The MGM Springfield Casino is scheduled to open later this year. The Wynn Casino near Boston is on track to open in 2019. Crosby said it's anybody's guess how legalized online gambling might impact the brick-and-mortar venues.
Who knows? You know, it's a online things are disruptive technologies for lots of other things.
MGM Springfield president Mike Mathis said he believes physical casinos and virtual ones can coexist.
We think we could pair it with a brick-and-mortar experience because that's where in the past that's when been the most successful is when it's, you know, paired with a real-time experience. So we're going to continue to study it.
Donohue's bill contains a section that creates another special commission to recommend what Massachusetts should do if the U.S. Supreme Court rules states can offer legal sports betting. The court is expected to rule on that later this year in a lawsuit brought by New Jersey. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.